Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Five candidates compete for three seats in the Sal Salido City Council. The U.S. Department of Justice goes into watchdog mode ahead of the elections. Superior Court clerks go on strike in San Francisco. And the City of Oakland faces service cuts as payments on its Coliseum sale are delayed. Housing is a key issue in Sal Salido, where five candidates are vying for three city council seats. According to the state-mandated housing element, the city must build 724 new homes over 8 years. As the former mayor, Councilwoman Melissa Blaustein, helped identify more than 1,000 sites in the city for new housing units. Incumbent mayor and startup investor Ian Zobieski prioritizes climate change adaptation as the city grows. He's tried pilot programs for undergrounding power lines. Former council member Sandra Bushmaker also prioritizes infrastructure development and adaptation for sea level rise. Newcomer Stephen Woodside served as legal counsel for several Bay Area counties. He's well known for heading a nonprofit that built the Matthew Turner, an historic sailboat that's used for education. And as a certified public accountant, Jacqueline Amriquez prioritizes addressing the city's $1 million budget deficit. She also wants to see the city meet its housing goals while preserving its historic district. Early voting has already begun. The postmark and delivery deadline for ballots is 8 p.m. November 5th. To ensure a free, fair, and safe general election, the U.S. Department of Justice will lead a nationwide watchdog effort. Each district will have an officer responsible for handling Election Day concerns about voting rights, threats of violence, intimidation toward election officials, and complaints about election fraud. In California's Northern District, Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Griswold and staff will be on call. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Kazigan will lead the Eastern District, which encompasses Sacramento, Fresno, Bakersfield, Stockton, Vallejo, and Fairfield. Federal law protects against crimes such as intimidating or bribing voters, buying and selling votes, impersonating voters, altering vote tallies, stuffing ballot boxes, and marking ballots for voters without their input. In addition, the FBI will have special agents available in each district office. Complaints about possible violations of federal voter rights can be made directly to the Civil Rights Division in Washington, D.C. at civilrights.justice.gov or by phone at 800-253-3931. In San Francisco, roughly 200 Superior Court clerks went on strike Thursday. The clerks, who cover the criminal, civil, and juvenile justice divisions, were seen picketing outside the Hall of Justice. The union, SEIU Local 1020, said management's failure to negotiate in good faith on staffing and training issues has already caused over 70 misdemeanor cases to be dismissed. The strike comes during the second week of the high-profile trial of Nina Momani, who was accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee. Court Executive Officer Brandon Riley said that essential services will remain open. Priority will go to emergency cases with statutory deadlines. Riley said the union gave the court management only an hour's notice before striking, and he blamed budget cuts for impacting contract negotiations. There was a $2.5 million budget cut in state funding for the judicial branch, with more expected next year. The city of Oakland faces possible service cuts amid an $8 million operational budget deficit, according to a city council report on Tuesday. The city was depending on money from the Oakland A's Coliseum sale to make up the shortfall. But initial payments expected in September from the African American Sports and Entertainment Group have been delayed. That prompted initial cuts, such as a hiring freeze and business travel restrictions. The report said the city's general fund of $93 million is not sufficient for the ongoing shortfall. Police and fire departments, which account for 75% of the budget, have overspent by $30 million. Spending changes will go into effect after the final budget is passed November 19th. Oakland ballot measures NN and MM could help ease the financial strain. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sal Salido and Local News Matters.